Hi everyone, I'm Alok and with me is my colleague Bhuvan. We work in AMD. Our team works on enhancing debug support for LLVM based languages. We make contributions to LLVM backend, LLVM based compiler frontends like Clang and Flang, and also a popular debugger GNUGDB. We do upstream these contributions. We are going to present part of our work done to support Fortran debugging in LLVM backend, and I hope that will be interesting for the wider audience. Okay, so let's talk about the LLVM backend. Actually, LLVM backend is having a very good support in terms of the C program debugging. But we all know that the C was at least initially not designed as a high-level language, and it was designed to make compiler writers in mind. It supports low-level programming very well. That is why all those OS kernels, device drivers are written in C. Its basic concepts are as small as possible to keep compiler efficient in terms of the time and effort. In contrast, the Fortran was designed keeping in mind the developers who are non-expert in compiler concepts. If you don't know the memory addresses, you don't know the opcodes and all, it's okay. Like if you just know the English and algebra, you are welcome to code in Fortran. That is why it was very well received by scientists and mathematicians who are expert in their own domain, but they were little less aware about the compiler concepts. If I get a little liberty to say, I must say that though C and Fortran both are high-level languages, but C is little less higher in terms if you compare that with Fortran. So the Fortran abstract away troublesome details so that the developer can focus only on the problem in hand than knowing the low-level things. And you always know that the more we make the things easier for the developer, it is always more work for the compiler writers, including the debug support. So let's discuss the Fortran features for that we have made enhancements one by one, and let's start with arrays. And as you know that the one of the powerful feature Fortran has is the array itself, because in Fortran you can use arrays as a whole, like in a single statement without generating multiple layered loop and deciding from where to where it will run. Simply, you can add two arrays just as you can add those in algebraic line. So the thing is, let's start with the simple C arrays. So simple C arrays will, as you know, that it is defined in a square bracket. You give the count. So it is the primary property of the array in C is the count, because its lower bound always starts with zero. So upper bound you can calculate, like just count minus one it will be. And before I go ahead, I just thought that I will a little describe the IR and metadata part of it. So the thing is that whenever we compiler generates code, it will generate dwarf, something like that, in as you can see in the last block. So it generates dwarf, something like that, and to generate that dwarf by the compiler, the LLVM IR does